Be easy on yourself. Bounce back easily. Get into realignment easily. Love yourself easily. Forgive yourself easily. Let it go. We got the message now. We got the message. And if we move forward today with faith and focus, what more do we need for total joy, happiness, and to know that we know that we know that God's got the rest covered?
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Today, I want to talk about encouragement because I know it looks like almost everybody else is just winning at life. And I also know there are a lot of hurts and a lot of struggles going on. And I know this because it's part of what's going on with me. And I know what's most personal is most universal. And in particular, I want you to know that, first of all, everything that I share, it comes from my heart because I've probably been through it. And for those of you that are new here, I am not scripted. I just speak. And I think that we all thought or hoped that 2020 was going to be like when that ball dropped on New Year's Eve, and then it was just like, boom, it was just going to be this fabulous year ahead. And I join with you in intending that. And at the same time, the world is not at one in terms of peacefulness yet. And at the same time, there are still people getting sick. And there are people that are dying from all different causes. And there are people experiencing different kinds of heartache. And heartache can be anything like, you know, the loss of a loved one, going through a divorce, getting laid off from a job, struggling with body or weight issues. And, you know, the one that has hit me hard lately, and you can leave a comment if you can relate at all. I have gotten myself stuck in comparisonitis. I mean, and we all know, compare and despair. And I'll go on Instagram and I'll see this friend succeed and that friend succeed and look at this person's numbers and then compare them to mine. And it has put me in, I mean, I get myself out of it quickly, but I find myself dipping back into it quickly also. So I got some work to do here. And it's robbing me of my joy. It's robbing me of my confidence. It's certainly not doing business like a queen. Remember, you teach what you want to learn. It's not like you have to have it all figured out yet. And I've really been going deep with this, Gina, what is going on here? Because all comparisonitis does is have you feel like a loser, right? You're like comparing, you're making someone else better, more popular, more powerful, more loved by God, whatever the crazy stories are that we invent. And none of that is true. So what I'm here to bring forward today is an element of faith and focus. That's what we're going to be talking about here. Faith and focus. So let's just realign ourselves. I think that most of us here consider ourselves to be pretty spiritual people, whatever your faith is. And when you have the faith that all people are, and you know, I come from a Christian background, so I'm going to use some Christian terminology here, but everyone can apply what's right for you. So if I believe that every human is a child of God, then every human is loved. Every human was created in God's image of greatness. Every human has access to favor and prosperity and abundance and freedom. And if every child of God gets all of that stuff, according to the Bible, then that includes me. Okay. So that's starting to feel good, right? Everyone's starting to feel better now. You're like, okay, we're all worthy. We're all created in the image of God. We're all have access to miracles and power and love. It's like, all right, so already I'm starting to feel better. So when we do things to deepen our faith, for some of us, it's going to be learning new things. For others of us, it's going to be remembering what we temporarily forgot. And when you have the faith that your good is coming your way in God's timing, and when you have the faith that every level of miracle is available to you, then all you need to do is pray and ask. It's ask and it is given. So my prayers recently have been different than they were at the beginning. At the beginning, the prayer was like, please send me a client. Please transform my money story. And if that's where you are right now, that is a very valid prayer and it has gotten me far. So I highly recommend you use it. It's dear God, please heal my relationship with money. Please bring me the prosperity that you have designed for me. Please show me who I am meant to be, not because I'm not already worthy, but how I'm meant to heal, to open up to receiving the prosperity that you have in store for me. Lately, I've been praying for clarity in different things with my own business, with my messaging, with how I want to show up in ways that really light me up. And where am I doing things because it's what I've always done or what I've known to do, but like really praying to be guided. And when I'm in this vortex and getting again out of the comparisonitis, getting out of conditioning, because there's no faith in any of that. There's just neurological pathways spinning the same recycled stuff that's not even true. So when you pray to be guided and you have the faith that that guidance is going to lead you to your destiny that is way bigger and better than any of your biggest dreams, that's starting to feel good. Now, the key comes in to focus. So it's faith and focus. So you must focus on you and your life. You must focus on your relationship with God as you know it. You must focus on the direction that you have been given and have the faith that that focus and that direction and that guidance that you have been given is going to lead to your epic and abundant contribution, success, prosperity, all the things that you're craving and that you desire. If you let your faith wobble and if you let your focus wobble, you can join me when I'm hanging out in the camps of despair. Like, oh, it's never going to happen for me. And, you know, stressed and freaked out if, you know, I don't get certain conversion rates and certain numbers and certain launches and then watching other people do other things. And I had to really get, even as recently as this morning, by the way, like I said, it's personal. I had to really get what someone else is doing is not my business. And my only job, which I'm pretty good at doing anyways, I'm pretty good at celebrating other people's success. Are you like that? Like when you see someone, it's like, we're like, yeah, gotta go, sister. Like, go, queen, go. And like, normally my prayer is like, thank you for show, like what I wrote about in my book, you know, write the cosmic thank you note. Thank you for showing me that too is possible for me. But when I've gotten too much into the comparison, I'm like happy for her, but sad for me. Not happy for her and happy for me that it is coming also. And this is what I want to instill in all of us, that when we see someone else's success, let's start to program our mind so that it automatically goes to and is like super, super strong that like, that's so awesome. And oh my gosh, if I desire it, then that's coming my way also. And it's going to come my way in the time that's right according to God. Now, can't you just feel all the pressure gone? Doesn't that just feel amazing to know that you don't have to play God in your life? That you don't have to orchestrate the timing? That it's not your business when it shows up? Your business every day is to have faith that your destiny is epic and that you're going to live it out fully and that you're going to pray every day and ask for the guidance of what am I meant to do today to move forward in that destiny? And God does the rest. I think we modern day women have really missed it. This controlling, like thinking that we're the ones to make it happen. We've been playing God in our lives, and it's miserable and it's stressful and it has us feel awful. And I'm just so uninterested in God's job. I don't want it. I don't want it at all. And if you want to fire yourself from being God in your life, also, like, that's what I did this morning. I was like, my job is to get the divine assignment from God, focus on that, have the faith that that's meant to be just amazing, incredible. And I notice how happy I am then. I notice how excited I get. I notice how when I have released and surrendered this, like, needing to make it happen, then the ideas actually come and everything becomes so much more pleasurable and playful. And I think I know a little bit, at least for me, where this has come from. And so I hope that this might be helpful for you, that I believe in personal responsibility. I believe in the powers of manifestation. I believe in human potential. And I know that in so many of the books that I've read that have served me very well about set the goal and the deadline and your thoughts create your reality. And I've done it. I've done it a lot. And to a degree, and many times it has worked. And I find myself at a different level of my relationship with God these days that has me feel less alone and less in charge in the way that, like, sometimes all that intending by a certain date and a certain number, it left God out of it. And so what I know is that it doesn't mean that we lower our standards. It doesn't mean we give up on our desires to surrender, not at all. In my interview that I did on my podcast with Gabby Bernstein, she talks about surrender is giving it over to God. It's not giving up on God or your dreams. And the Holy Spirit knows what timing it needs to come in. And we also know that we are only going to repel blessings, abundance, and all of it, the more stressed, the more fear-based, and the more doubt we have. So I've found this way of being, of not getting too far ahead of myself. Yes, I have big dreams and goals. I've released the attachment to some of the specifics, but not the general. And I'm focused so much more just on today. Just on today. And because when I start to future trip, not so pretty. That's when things start to get tight. That's when things start to get fear-based. But today, when I woke up this morning at 5 or 5:30, and I started, sometimes I start with reading. Today I felt like to journal. Always start with coffee. And I just prayed. I was like, what is today about? And I started thinking about spending this time here with you. And I started thinking about the coaching calls I'm going to be on after this and some team meetings that I'm having. It's like, and today became so blissful. Like, and that's today. Like, I got my divine assignment for today. And I did go and reread my big dreams that I wrote out on January 1st because it reminded me and it had me in prayer, like thanking God that these were all coming my way. But not anywhere in my divine guidance have I been told that I should worry about anything, that I should stress, that I'm going to be a failure, that I'm not going to experience financial prosperity and otherwise. Like, none of that comes in my divine guidance. That only comes from spinning when I'm thinking about the past or the future. And so faith and focus, faith and focus, faith and focus. Another thing that really helps out with the focus is really watching your words, your thoughts, and who you surround yourself with. I have gotten so fierce that there's like no one in my life on social media, clients, team, family, friend, like that creates any form of criticism or negativity. It's not that I'm unavailable for constructive feedback. I am not feedback that comes in a critical form. I'm just not. I'm just, and so much so, I even changed my email address that a lot of people had access to or thought was my email. I was like, you know what? Random emails coming in. I'm just not going to let everybody have that much access to me because I'm so excited about life. And when I focus on what is before me and what I can do and how I can contribute and what message is meant to come through me, that feels good. That feels like how I want to live my life. That has me undistracted in my connection with God. Do the same thing with social media. I know a lot of people are like, let anyone comment, DM them, whatever. Have a need to take your time to criticize me on social media, delete, block. Now, I'm not saying that you need to do that. You get to do you. But for me, I'm not interested in explaining myself to some stranger about why I've made a personal choice that I have. And who said it? What did I say recently? Don't take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from. And I was like, I don't even know this person. Like, delete, block. Not interested. I am only interested in people who are enthusiastically going for their destiny and their purpose in life and who choose to be a queen among queens. And I'm good with it. I'm just good with it. So I think that that's the other thing, that when you really only surround yourself with messages of positivity, there's enough, ladies, that we've got to manage between our own temples, right? There's enough of what we take in that it's enough to manage ourselves. I'm not taking uninvited feedback that has a need to be critical or negative. I'm just not interested. I used to be so willing to like help someone transform their perspective or see how they could see it from a different way, or like I used to be available for it all, and I'm not anymore. And it's so freeing. I got to tell you, I can see, oh, hello, Jessica. I see you here. A part of what I created my La Dolce Vita program for, I interviewed every applicant. I highly screened. This is like the smallest coaching group I've ever done because I was only available to work with one kind of person. And everyone got the same speech. I'm like, I'm not available for any criticism. I'm not available for any form of negativity. I'm not available for any complaint. I am who I am. I'm not going to do everything right according to you. I'm not always going to make decisions that you're going to be thrilled about. If you're going to be in this group, I'm like, that it's the way it's going to be. And I was just like, there's no modules. There's no this. Everyone takes complete personal responsibility. Like, I just got really fierce with my focus. And the right women appeared. And I couldn't be more honored to be on the journey and excited about it. When in times past, I'd like, you know, kind of brace myself before I opened up my emails. Because like, heaven forbid, what kind of client that wasn't taking personal responsibility needed to project all their mother issues on me. Unavailable. Focus. And so whatever line of business you're in, I just want to let you know, you don't have to be available for everyone else's stuff. And the more you focus on only what you are interested in growing, expanding, transforming, up-leveling, you are just, you're going to love your life so much more. And I was in a really good groove, I don't know, up until like the end of 2020. And then I got excited about 2021. And then I just started falling down this comparisonitis trap. And so I'm not going to let another hour or another day of my life be robbed. And I'm going to be really fierce with my focus there too. I'm not going to unfollow these people. They're an inspiration to me. And I am going to go into full faith that if I desire something that they have happening, that then that is my job to call it in. It's my job to be open to it. It's my job to be excited for them and excited for me. And this is what I want for you as well. We don't need to be in any form of despair or deprivation or fear as we go about our business. There's going to be enough challenges and there's going to be enough we'll just say it that way. I always say, if you want the best personal development seminar on the planet, start your own business. So there's been enough challenges along the way. Let's not add unnecessary ones that come from ourselves, shall we? Boom. We see someone has something that we desire to. Thank you, Jesus, that is coming to me as well. Ask and it is given. Please show me how to step into that level of success. Please guide me on what my version of that is supposed to look like. Please indicate to me today what my divine assignment is. And I have the full faith that the full abundance is going to happen. And the only way that it's going to happen is to keep that focus. All right. So I want you to focus on what you desire right now. And maybe even like write it down, like, and less is more on this one too, by the way. Normally I'm a more is more gal. I'm a maximalist, not a minimalist. Like I'm good with all that. But in terms of manifesting desires, do less better. So I want you to either bring to mind or journal. What are your desires? Just like, you know, the kind that just have you like, yes! Like, what are those? And if it's getting clarity on what your business even is going to be, if it's scaling the business that you have, if it's making the next increment of money, if it's coming up with just the coolest name for the program or the offer that you're bringing out into the world, or if it's, you know, getting your product into the hands of thousands, like whatever the vision is that just has you squeal with delight. Bring to mind maximum of three. Bring to mind a maximum of three. And just, I'm going to do it here with you. So I'm going to close my eyes and breathe in two. One, two, three. I just let whatever came up naturally surface. You want to know something really funny that just happened? God is so cool. So there are two people in particular that I got myself stuck in this compare cycle with recently. They're both very good friends of mine. They're both very successful. And they both were doing different things that had like super high numbers that I desired for myself also. AKA was jealous. And when I just did like what like would have me like squeal with glee of the like three desires I'd like to manifest. Can you believe that my top three don't have anything to do with what I was in compare and despair over with them? Like the stuff that they're doing isn't even in my top three. Like, this is how crazy that stuff is. This is why when we do the faith and the focus, focus on what you really desire. Focus on your relationship with God. Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Here I was spinning out on something that's not even in my top three desires. Gina DeVee. You can insert your name there too. Is anyone relating to this? Is this something that you've caught yourself in that you're freaking out over someone having something that you don't actually even want? There's a humbling moment. Oh, goodness. Goodness. Well, it's really good that we can be so compassionate and loving with ourselves to bounce back. And part of what you're going to learn over the time together is that we have here is be easy on yourself. You know, men aren't hard on themselves like women are. Like sometimes we can be like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad that I was so stupid to blah, blah, blah. And then we like just stay in it. Bounce back easily. Get into realignment easily. Love yourself easily. Forgive yourself easily. Let it go. We got the message now. We got the message. And if we move forward today with faith and focus, what more do we need for total joy, happiness, and to know that we know that we know that God's got the rest covered, handled, managed. God is now my director of operations. Thank goodness. God is the CEO. Thank goodness. God is the president of my company, my business partner. Like, let's just turn over to God. God has access to all of it. And I know for me, that feels a lot lighter, a lot better. It's going to make me a lot more productive as well. And that's what I want for you too. So let's just close this out with a proper prayer to keep us on solid ground, moving towards our destiny with full faith and focus that it shall be done. Because there's so many scriptures that support this, but I'll just complete with, he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. So let's pray. Ah, dear God, thank you for the reminder that you are God, that we are loved, and that all things are under your control. I surrender in this moment, and we all do, all of our biggest dreams, our biggest desires. And we know that by really giving them to you, that if it's your will, they will come to pass. And if your will is something different, then we will even be more delighted. Because ultimately we pray for your will. And we ask to be guided, deepen our faith, make our focus so much more fierce, so that we are studying you and studying truth and studying the scriptures that will keep us high vibe, that will keep us productive and prosperous, and shining our light into what is a very hurting world. Please use each and every one of us. Use our lives. Use our love, use our light. And we pray all of this believing. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, Queen, did you love this episode and know someone who would love it too? I would love for you to leave a review on iTunes and share this podcast over Instagram. Tag me at Gina DeVee. And thank you for Queen supporting Queens and for your continued support.